Blog Talk Radio.
What's so great about being a Smith Truth member? Free delivery on the Smith products you love. And
don't make me over. I'm all I wanna be. I walk in daddy. Oh, look at my face. My name is Maya Pia. My name is Yellow.
Hello everyone, welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. And how is everybody doing? Laurie, are you there? Okay, I guess not. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're here to talk about what's been happening, and our hearts go out to the Florida people who go through this Hurricane Ian thing. We'd love to hear from you. The number to call is 515-605-9802. Laura will be joining us shortly. So what do you have in mind? What's going on in your state? Are you ready to vote? Are you excited to be voting? Tell us what's happening. 515-605-9802. Remember to like us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. And already we'll have a caller, but let's... Laurie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear, loud and clear.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to have a caller on the line at the get-go. Hello, caller. Welcome to Kitchen Politics. What's cooking?
Hey, David. Hey, Laurie. It's Kelly.
Oh, hi, Kelly.
Hello,
Kelly
from Ohio. How are you?
No, I am not from Ohio.
She's from Michigan.
Michigan.
That's right, Laurie.
Okay.
Let him know.
Michigan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes,
okay. So what's happening in your neck of the woods in Michigan?
Oh, the beautiful gas prices. It's so pretty to see, you know, if the gas prices are getting higher, put up the Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, you know, Kelly, it's amazing. You know, I'm glad that you mentioned that because I noticed that as soon as they start talking about the hurricane, guess what happened? Prices started going up. And President Biden, I even heard him today. I mean, he was very stern. He asked the oil companies not to raise gas prices because of the hurricane, because it counts for less than 2% of the gas used, you know, of oil and gas used. So, you know, once again, corporate America gouges us. You know what I'm trying to say?
I'm sorry, but why is this all political? That's what's really getting to me. Why is this political?
I know.
It is.
Everything is political.
You know why it's political? Because Republicans are jackasses. You know, they voted down everything that Democrats and Joe Biden put forward. And they have no solutions. Last week, Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, held up this piece of paper, this document saying, this is, you know, what Republicans plan to do. It went on in burning flames. Why? Because even the reporters there that was covering the event laughed in their faces. They want to impeach Joe Biden. They want to impeach Kamala Harris. They want to elect Donald Trump as Speaker of the House. As we all know, the Speaker of the House is second in line for the presidency, two heartbeats away from the presidency. So impeach both Biden and Harris. Boom. We'll have, you know, Orange Bastard there in the White House again. Added to which, listen to this. This is the kicker. Marjorie Taylor Greene would be elected Speaker of the House. No, isn't that crazy? That's madness. You know?
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that beautiful woman. Her.
Mm-hmm. She gets a divorce after 27 years.
Her stupid husband wants to divorce her. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that? What has she done?
Yes. Again, I guess, you know, she couldn't hear the craziness, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toxic behavior by her and other people, you know. And hey, she, you know, not being judgmental, but she had sex with two other men, you know, her gym instructor and some other guy. But hey, who am I to judge? I'm not here to judge. I'm not, you know.
Yeah, probably some farm animals too, I'm sure.
Oh, Lord.
So that's a QAnon sign.
Oh, Lord, Kelly.
Mm-hmm. And Marjorie Taylor Greene has asked the public to respect her privacy. But you know what? Fuck you, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Did you respect the privacy of those people who school got shut up, their friends got killed, murdered, you know, decapitated? No, please. What do you ladies think about that other big-headed fool from Florida, Matt Gaetz, the one with the sex trafficking?
I thought you were talking about this scammer.
He got away. He's another one that money bought.
Yeah.
Money bought his freedom.
Yeah, daddy bought his freedom.
And someone else, and his, money bought his freedom, and I think his friend probably took the fall.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's just beyond sickening when you're an elite person, you know, I shouldn't say elite, when you are super rich with a golden, you know, born with a golden spoon in your mouth, you can freaking do anything you want and hurt people and, you know, and get away with it because you can buy your way out. And that has got to change in this country because you know what?
Yeah.
It's not fair. And we need to start really saying how unfair this is because it's just sickening.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfair. All these states with the Republican Party also want the rapists to go out there and choose who they want to have sex with because they won't get in trouble as long as abortions become illegal.
It's just, you know. I don't know. What were you saying, David?
Basically I'm saying that you know, with Matt Gaetz not going to trial for what he did, you know, are certain people above the law compared to the regular folks like me and you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What example is this setting, really, you know?
Yeah, it's not setting a good example at all for anyone, and we know that. And if the Orange Monster, I did want to talk a minute about Florida. Happened there was horrendous. The destruction and the death is beyond. There are no words. I that state is beautiful. I've been there so many times through my lifetime, and to see it just, you know, destroyed like that, it really, and I feel so bad for everyone. Now the governor, who at one time, you know, did not want storm aid, now is asking, you know. He's now, you know, has to be in good graces with the president, who today really handed him, he signed the bill for relief for them, and he said they can have anything that they want. He's going to help them. I mean, President Biden basically bent over backwards today And I was very proud of that moment when I heard him talking like that. Now let's see how the governor of Florida handles the whole thing.
Yeah, and speaking of Joe Biden, I'm so happy that we have a president now who don't have any asinine ideas like shooting a nuclear warhead at the hurricane.
Yeah.
As Donald Trump wanted to do when he was president, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, even Michael Cohen, his ex-fixer, saying that, you know, them having a special, whatever you call that thing, what do you call that again? The whatever it is.
The drawer with the Sharpie? Oh.
Oh, no, man, no, no. Where they have to give the documents to a special... a special person to look through and everything. No, it's coming back to bite now.
You're talking about the master, the special master.
The special master, yes, yes. It's coming to bite Trump back in the ass and everything.
Yeah.
It was reported last week that he, you know, like, scrunched up in a corner and literally cried because he knew that he's screwed. And I'm happy about that. I wish somebody had a camera phone and was secretly recording him. I'd love to see Donald Trump in the corner, scrunched up, crying. That little orange bitch, like a jail. And he better not drop the soap, because if he drops soap, well, no, it may happen. It's not going to be pretty.
Yeah.
Big Baba's going to, you know, have his way with him. He's going to be Big Baba's bitch.
That's right.
So I'm happy.
Yeah,
I just can't wait for that day to come.
Yeah, me too, David. I'm right there with you. We'll be celebrating big time.
Hell yeah.
What do you think
He'll go into a nice federal judge. It's okay. Those will be other rich ones doing it to him, so he should be pleased with that.
Right.
You know? Kelly, what do you think about Tudor Dixon? She's running against our great governor, Gretchen Whitmer.
I think, as my husband, and thank you for adding him to your Facebook page, as we have been talking.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, she's going to be a great pick for Gretchen to whip her ass.
I know.
Because Gretchen's going to win just as big as she did against the guy that is running in the UP, or not in the UP, in Upper Michigan, for a Senate seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's going to make it, by the way, because there's a hole. There's a lot of corruption up there where we're at. And matter of fact, I had a lot of conversations tonight with my neighbor that likes to do a lot of talking and networking about the corruption up there.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to learn to start voting no matter who it is, Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was telling her that. But, I know you didn't want to do it, but you don't want, you know, she was all, you know, I've been talking to them. A lot of those women signed that ballot with me to get that on our, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Now, listen, this is who the Republican wants to take that away. It also wants to take away your public schools. Anybody talking about that?
Not only that, they're vilifying teachers. Literally vilifying teachers. You know, they're saying, I don't know why I do this, but sometimes I'll go on Facebook and, you know, I'll go onto Tudor Dixon's page because I'm curious. I want to see, you know, how these people think. And actually, I've earned a badge, by the way, on her page.
I know you put that, and I'm like, oh, I want to see that.
I can't even believe I did that. But anyways, I did not take the badge, of course. But and they, you know, and these people that post are saying that, you know, the teachers are, you know, talking to students about, you know, sex and you know, and lesbians and, you know, all these things, and they don't have time for that. They just don't.
No,
another
one of my family members. Tonight it's a teacher who is the same age. She cannot wait to retire because of the abuse that she's getting from these terrible people that believe in Tudor Dixon and Jesse DeVos in the COVID, that don't believe COVID. And she was just telling me awful it is.
They are stuck in the past. They're stuck in COVID. They're still talking about the nursing homes, which was a totally wrong what they're saying.
Yeah.
Did
right.
not happen what they said happened. And they're still talking about it.
Yeah, like Benghazi.
They have a different
Yeah, they're stuck and stupid.
I can't wait. Huh?
They're very
stupid. They're stuck and stupid. We're 6 weeks away from the midterm elections. And they're just stuck and stupid. They're talking about impeaching this, that person. You know, going back to Hillary's email, Joe Biden's son, you know, dealings he had in Ukraine. You know, how about talking about the documents that Trump stole? How about talking about, you know, they have no plan, you know, to, you
they
know, lower
no
the prices and control inflation and stuff like that. No, nothing.
Yeah.
You know, they have their heads so far up their asses, which said, you know, behind closed doors,
they're
like, oh, geez, no, you know, we don't like Trump. But as soon as he's in front of them, oh, my God, Trump, come, drop your pants, let me kiss your ass, you know?
I
it's
know.
It's pathetic, these Republicans. The whole lot of them
suck.
Well,
it is. All they're doing is throwing to see what sticks to the wall. And by the way, we don't have to have any plans. We'll just come out, just like, Lori, you know what I'm talking about. When they're destroying our option three and how uniquely they're doing it in this commercial. And to vote no on, you know, and it's like, wow. You know, they are getting a little smarter about that, but that's exactly what they want to do. They want to play their game, but they have no plan.
And confuse people.
Yep.
And then talk about, you know, they're, you know, good Christians. Just good Christians, you know. Because, you know, we all kill babies or something. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
They keep saying Democrats kill and eat babies. There's this cabal of Satan worshiping homosexual loving Democrats. That's why we shouldn't vote for them. I mean, come on, man. I mean, it's so far fringe and right wing. Like even Hitler, Uncle Adolf would be proud of them. Jesus Christ! Wow.
I know. I think we talked about it before, but this pattern, how it had been. I'm so sorry, but John McCain is probably rolling in his grave because he was feeling and witnesses the loss of the Republican Party when that woman came up to him about calling, you know, about Obama being black. I will never forget his words. But there was, you know, Mitt Romney was probably another one of the last ones that was kind of smart. To run for president. But they were all just downright disgusting ignorant. Can't believe these people are where's the good old Lincoln Party? None, they're not there. They're behind the scenes trying to trash the Republican Party now.
Yeah.
No, speaking the truth.
Well,
I think the party in Lincoln.
Pardon?
I think the party in Lincoln died years ago when Richard Nixon had to resign. You know, the John Birch Society of the Christians took over. Even before that, Barry Goldwater in '64, when he ran, he even warned that you know these fundamentalist Christians coming into the GOP is going to like totally fuck it up, and that they did. It came to a head when Reagan came in 1980, the Reagan Revolution. And just keep in mind, Reagan didn't do anything for HIV testing or research. didn't do nothing for housing, didn't do nothing for minorities. He was just up with the corporations, give corporate tax cuts and everything. He said he was going to balance the budget. In 8 years, it was over $1 trillion Reagan had it. You know, so
absolutely.
Republicans saying they're fiscal conservative is just another hogwash and bullshit. And people should get over the fact that they're fiscal conservatives, because during the war in Afghanistan, it was nearly $2 trillion that America spent on that war. And all for what?
Yep.
Nothing. We left.
Nothing.
You know?
And absolutely
the time
nothing.
Was cool, you know? So, hey. But, hey, the maggots believe it, then, you know, so be it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have no education. They're stupid. You know, point blank. You know, they're stupid.
Yeah, there's
I even have a job right now that I've been wearing my mask because we were working remotely, and now we got to go back 3 days a week. But I started
mm-hmm.
wearing my mask because COVID is flourishing in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one of the people that I deal with, I got along with him. He's helping me learn and do stuff in myself. I was growing with my job, and I walked up to him, and he says to me on Tuesday, he says, "Hey, why you got that mask on?" And I said, "Well, the crud that's flying around here." And he goes,
mm-hmm.
"Yeah, if you're talking about COVID, COVID's not real, you know. It's been around forever. It's not really a thing." And I go, can you? I said, "It's not?" He goes, you know, and I acted like a blonde ding-dong that I can be. And I go, it's not? Can you tell me why all those people died last year and the year before? I was twisting my hands and fingers around like I didn't know what I was talking about. And he goes, "Well, that was natural causes." I go, "What?" Holy shit. And I started laughing.
Yeah, millions
and I walked
of people
away.
Died. Millions of people all
natural
over the world
causes.
Died from natural causes of the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was saying that was a lie, that it wasn't actually COVID. It was all of natural causes. Really?
Well,
like
next
the kids.
Time,
okay.
Next time
okay.
you're question, you know, Kelly, next time you're questioned about wearing a mask, just say, "You know what? I have a bad cold and I don't want to give it to you. So that's why I'm wearing my mask." Or I have bronchitis and I'm, you know, I could give it to you. So I'm doing you a favor right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And see how they react.
Well, today I had to go back out and talk to him, and he's like, "Hey, I like how your mask, they're tie-dye ones, okay? They're happy ones."
Uh-huh.
And he's
right.
like, "Oh, I like your mask, even though you got to wear one for no reason." I go, "Well, yeah, well, maybe I'm protecting myself from your bad breath."
Right.
I like that.
And
good for
I said,
you.
Come on.
I know.
I said his name. I said, "Stop." I said, it doesn't matter what you believe in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Science doesn't care what you believe in. Truth matters. So I'm out
mm-hmm.
here to tell you truth about something you have to take care of, actually. So zip it. I got
mm-hmm.
that task, what I said to him.
Good
yeah,
for you.
Yeah. Yes, man. I know some people at QAnon people are saying, "Oh, it's just crisis actors. How can crisis actors, you know, die in droves like that?" You know? I don't know. QAnon, you know? You see, this is what happened when siblings marry, you know? It's like, you know, the children of these siblings grow up to the QAnon and, you know, the real out there, you know, the warped in the head. Yeah. Well, a good thing about Florida after this hurricane, at least we know Joe Biden isn't going to show up in Florida and start throwing paper towels at the victims of this flood and this hurricane.
Exactly.
So thank God
exactly.
for Joe Biden, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank God it's working.
Yeah.
But you know what Biden did do? You know, guys, did you hear what he did do? That I'm like, oh, gosh, where was his staff on this one?
he called out about this.
It was a woman.
Was
dead. I don't remember her name.
Yeah. Asked her if she was in the crowd when she was already deceased.
Yeah,
and
he forgot. I know.
Yeah. Ooh.
But you know what?
I know. Where's the support staff? I wish that wouldn't have happened.
Well,
you know what's
I agree.
Happen
but, you know, it just shows that he's human,
exactly.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
You know,
yes,
I mean, he is human. He's allowed to make a mistake. He's allowed to, you know, fumble a word because we all do it. And,
uh-huh.
You know, if people want him to be perfect, then they better go somewhere else because to another planet because
mm-hmm.
it doesn't happen. There is no one perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
speaking of that, you know, who more than Donald Trump when he was president made up words? Covfefe. What the hell is covfefe? You know,
yeah.
That's just an example. Covfefe. What the fuck is that?
I know.
You know?
And Nambla.
There's a country named Nambla. They speak English in Nambla. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Come on, no. And all right, Joe Biden, please. Whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, and Trump, if anybody who loved Trump, or if Donald Trump listening to himself, which is highly unlikely, he's too unintelligent to listen to a show like this, you know, just remember, spitters are quitters, okay? So when you're in prison, just remember that. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, and ladies here, what do you think about this Brett Favre situation where, you know, he got money from former Governor Bryant in Mississippi, built the recreational center for volleyball or whatever it was. Yeah, I know it's the NFL not talking about it, but when Michael Vick was in a dark scandal, he was there for nearly 2 years. I mean, what Vick did was bad, but, you know, Brett Favre, stealing from the poor, come on, no. What's your take on it, Lori, and then Kelly?
I may have missed that story. I'm going to listen to you guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very disappointed, first of all, because, mm-hmm. you know, being a millionaire, a multi-millionaire like he is, and wanting to have a stadium built because his daughter liked tennis. Was it a tennis stadium? Or is it soccer?
Volleyball.
Okay. Because his daughter loves volleyball. And so he wanted to have a stadium built. And the money that was taken was supposed to be money that was for welfare people. And I don't understand how it got so screwed up. How did it get so screwed up? I really don't get that. How did he do it? You know, there was a plea deal that was made.
I know that. You know, the guy who was in charge of disbursement of funds, you know, and former Governor Bryant, you know, okayed it. So,
yes. And so, it was like a $70 million welfare scam is what it was. And supposedly, Brett Favre paid the money back, but without interest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's just really sad. So what they're saying, in a deal that was announced by the U.S. Department of Justice, John Davis, the former director of the Mississippi Department of Human Services, entered a guilty plea Thursday for his role in a scheme that misdirected more than $70 million in welfare funds earmarked to support the state's neediest residents. In exchange, the plea, Davis is expected to cooperate with investigators who are seeking additional indictments in the scam. Davis's cooperation is believed to be key for state and federal prosecutors who are seeking information on other possible individuals involved in the various stages of misdirecting funds. Those under investigation include multiple unnamed, for now, co-conspirators with Davis. So this is not over with.
Yeah.
and it's pretty damn sad. And I think a lot of the money was supposed to go to Jackson, Mississippi. Their infrastructure is falling apart. Their water is dirty. And instead, they thought it was more important to build some kind of a stupid stadium. Really?
Yeah. I guess black people don't matter, really, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bunch of Negroes who, you know, should know their place and, you know, enjoy a lot in life and die from drinking poisonous water like the people in Flint, Michigan. Up to now, speaking of Flint, Michigan, not a damn thing is being done. It's being slowly but surely done, but the rate, the pace is going. You know, come on, man. They could do better than that.
Trying to remember.
4 years?
No, more.
When was Gretchen Whitmer? 5 years. 5 years. At least 5 years.
Yeah, she
Gretchen
was not
Whitmer
governor
was elected.
At the time. No, Gretchen was not governor at the time.
No, I know. Schneider.
Schneider was governor at the time.
That was five years ago.
Yeah, Schneider the snake was governor. The pipes are slowly but surely getting replaced. But when a lot of the Flint residents sued, you know, for damages, because a lot of them have health problems now, and their attorneys got a lot of the money, and you know, they didn't end up with very much of anything, and that's how it usually works, you know, and that's just and that's another thing that's very wrong. I still keep in contact with a few people from Flint, and you know, it's basically a black community. Yes, it's got a little. You know, it's not poor. It's kind of middle class poor. I don't know. You know, if those people ever get their justice. Many are still ill from it. Children have learning disabilities from it, et cetera, et cetera. So that was a disaster and a catastrophe, and it should have never happened. And Rick Schneider, I'm sorry, should have been held accountable. He was the governor at the time, and he got away scot-free. He really did.
Just like how Matt Gaetz got off scot-free and Rick Scott in Florida when he was governor, you know, he should have gone to prison for the Medicaid fraud that he had. You know, he got fined, you know, millions of dollars. But, hey, instead of the people threw him in jail, they elected him governor. So what do you expect? Speaking of governorship in Florida, Charlie Crist is six points ahead of Ron DeSantis. That's a good thing. I heard that today. I saw the latest polls. Val Dennings have a 6-point lead as well over Marco Rubio. You know, so Democrats being across board.
DeSantis, it doesn't matter if he wins or loses. He already has a plan to run for president.
But if he loses, then that, you know, take out the wind out of his sail. Running for president in 2024.
You know, I've been thinking about this because things happen for a reason. I mean, hurricanes we can't predict, and the one that, you know, hit Florida was the magnitude of it. We all know how bad it was, and he is going to have to work 24/7 now, and to prove himself. And he's going to have to kiss a little butt here and there and work with the Biden administration. So this ought to be very interesting. And the other thing that I was thinking today, and I have this question for both of you. He is running against, you said, you know, for governor. He's, you know, 6 points supposedly behind. Do you think if he does a really good job with this hurricane, getting everything all, I mean, it's going to take years, but I mean, just, you know, preparing everything and staying on task. And do you think that will get him reelected? That's what's scaring me right now.
Oh, no.
You don't think so?
Charlie Christmas season campaigner. I know him personally. He did mm-hmm. well as governor when he was there before. He did well as a congressman. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah.
You know, the dumb GOP will blame him for the hurricane, you know, the mishaps in the hurricanes. Like, you know, mm-hmm. what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that, you know, the people of Florida will go with experience over just talk. Ron DeSantis is just talk, all talk. You know, he's like Trump 2.0, but with a little bit yeah. more sense. And Charlotte Chris is a seasoned, proven leader, and they mm-hmm. trust him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I hope so.
I think people are going to yeah. Charlotte Chris.
Hope so. Because this, you know, yeah. this task of rebuilding the state of Florida, which is going to take years, I mean, if they can ever do it. I mean, from what I've seen, you know, bridges are out and, you know, the pictures that I've seen are horrendous. And then mm-hmm. Charlie Chris would have to, you know, take the wheel. I'm hoping that, you know, what you're saying, David, is right because, you know, mm-hmm. I want a Democratic governor in there just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. You know, and my question is, though, why aren't the TV preachers telling us how God is punishing Florida? You know, like how when what happened in New Orleans, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know the preachers are awfully silent on this Florida hurricane. You know, why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, the hypocrisy and double standard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, I'm sorry, but I've listened to so many people about Florida this, Florida that, Florida this. Do I care? Yeah, I care about all people. But that mm-hmm. governor has given me such a bad taste in my mouth.
The whole
Republican
mm-hmm.
Party. In
yep.
Florida, mm-hmm. that I'm like, you know,
I know.
Uh-huh.
I agree with you, Kelly. I feel the same way, and that's why
I know it's
worry.
Like,
because people are gullible, you know. And the thing is,
yeah.
now, you know, yes, and the state is so destroyed. I don't know how are people even going to vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I thought too.
You know,
well, something popped on my phone earlier, Smart News, because that's what I have, and it
mm-hmm.
talked
mm-hmm.
about DeSantis got in a feud with Tucker Carlson.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
And it's something to do with Biden going to help the state. Basically telling him not to do it, and basically he said he was going to take Biden's help.
You know, Tucker Carlson's off the rails anyway. He's crazy.
Oh, no. There's like, what is it, if 4 or 5 hours on Fox at night. Downright.
I know. He's mm-hmm. crazy. You know? He really is.
Yeah. All right, Kelly, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, Kelly.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Well, I looked at it tonight. I'm like, I can do it tonight. Oh, good. I'll do it.
Awesome.
Yes, yes.
It's great. We're on Mondays and Thursdays, so.
Oh, wonderful.
Have a good night.
Wonderful.
Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, that was Kelly from the great state of Michigan. Yes,
uh-huh.
ma'am. Okay, so what do you think this January 6th committee hearing, when it's happened, because the Florida hurricane happened, it was postponed to a later date, but Liz Cheney a couple of nights ago said that
yeah.
they're going to have a couple more hearings and everything. I'm looking forward to that
yeah,
because I really, really, really want to see that orange son of a bitch in prison.
I
For
know.
Real. I mean,
I know.
That would give us so much pleasure. Better than an orgasm. That's how it feels, for real.
I agree with you. Liz Cheney said that if the other day. I think she was interviewed, and she said if he's running for president, she's not going to be a Republican anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What she said. So.
Yeah.
Well, if I were her, I would be a Republican anyway. And for a future show, that's what we're going to have. Why are you still a Republican?
Yeah. It's a plain old question, and hopefully Republicans call in. Because I can't fathom some people thinking, you know. I can't fathom some people thinking.
I know.
Yeah,
I
so
agree.
Some people on Facebook have noticed that they're saying that Trump may get house arrest. I hope not. You know, house arrest, what that won't teach him anything. House arrest, come on, man. No,
know.
He needs to be behind bars in general population, you know, and fighting off Bubba. That's what he needs. Another Michigan call coming in. I think here, Susie from Michigan, hello.
How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Oh,
Susie,
good. Upbeat. Glad. Happy. My back stopped hurting.
One more thing on the orange one. He was hiding at Mar-a-Lago this week because he knew the hurricane was coming because he was subpoenaed to talk in New York under that big lawsuit that they have for him. And the chicken shit stayed in Florida.
Was he hoping that book would blow down?
Yeah, he figured, you know, he avoids, you know, and delays, and that's what he does. That's his trick. But he was supposed to be in New York testifying against that lawsuit with his kids, you know, state of New York.
He stayed
in Mar-a-Lago instead. He hid there. Too bad it didn't flood, right? I don't think he got busted like Sanibel.
Poor Sanibel.
Too bad his place wasn't destroyed. That's what it should have been.
Oh, you know, sometimes there's no justice in this world.
Exactly.
Someone's confused. And, you know, I was going to say he took to social media today. What is his Truth Social? And he pleaded for donations. For his political campaign, he went on Truth Social today, asking for donations for his political campaign, as Florida is underneath water. You know, so he was speaking in video on Wednesday from his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Southern Florida. The former president pleaded for donations to save his America PAC ahead of a fundraising deadline. He said, and I quote, "We have a major fundraising deadline coming up, and there's never been a time like this," said Trump, who claims America had never been so disrespected by the world. "We have to change it. We have to bring our country back. We made America great, and now we're going to have to make America great again. So I say, whatever you can do to help out, we have to meet the deadline." That is what he did today.
Puke! Oh,
that
my God. Is that bullshit or what?
Yeah, and people going to really contribute for him.
Nobody's giving him money. His, whatever that program, you know, online thing, they're taking back all their money. They're not investing, so he can't get it going. People aren't donating. They're finally coming up. Well, maybe he isn't what he says he is.
Yeah.
You know? No.
Yeah.
And now he wants the money for his lawyers to keep him out of jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, the thing is, people are stupid enough. The inbred ones, at least, in QAnon, are stupid enough to really donate, even though there's tons of evidence to show what a crook and a grifter Trump is. They still give money.
Yeah.
You know?
He's a good kind. But, you know,
and
the thing
super
is
PACs are supposed to donate to other Republican candidates, and he never gives them a nickel. And yet they got to go kiss his ass all the time. I don't get it. I really don't get it.
But,
you know, I was reading today Dan Crenshaw. He's a GOP guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He
is really
pissed off with the GOP. He is at the far right. He's calling them dishonest.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like fire and brimstone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was sick of their rhetoric. They don't write any actual legislation. They don't negotiate anything. He said the far right is engaging in rank dishonesty and conspiracy.
Yeah.
And he was one of them.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even he's turning against them.
Well, slowly but surely, you know.
Yeah.
But just for one second, I wanted to go back because for him to go on, you know, video like that on Truth Social, and while he can see his state, the state that he lives in, is underwater, and I'm sure he had it on his TV on, or maybe he didn't have power, I don't know, but he has no heart or soul, that man.
No,
nothing.
He doesn't. He doesn't.
Nothing. Think about it for a
second. When the towers came down, 9/11, he said, oh, yeah, I could see it from my window, you know, and I helped him out.
Yeah.
He lied. He just did it for publicity. There was nothing true about it.
Nope.
You know?
I know.
He's a good bastard, that's all. It's all about him.
Yeah.
He'll throw his kids under the bus, too, when he goes to trial. You know
that'll
happen.
I can't wait for that.
He doesn't give a shit about anybody but himself.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm wondering, which team's planning up? Is what's his face? Is Jared Kushner and Ivanka, like, you know, plotting against her father, her daddy lover, and her brother, Donald Jr., and poor Eric, you know? Poor Eric is the stupidest one out of the bunch. You know, would they all gang up on him and make him take a fall? Yeah, you know, it would be interesting to see how it play out, because I want all of them to go to jail, for real. No house arrest, you know? No. I want them to go to prison and suffer a long time, 1,500 years or more. Because if real reality, that is the woman who worked in the Defense Department, took one document and gave to to what's his first? It's Solange, yes, Assange, for WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
She got 5 years for that, and she went through hell for Trump stealing 300 documents. At that 5 years, like. You know, five years per document. That's 1,500 years right there. You know, no chance of parole, no chance of nothing. I hope he dies in prison.
Speaking of Kushner, he got his company agreed to pay at least $3.25 million to settle a claim of shady apartments and rental abuses in Baltimore area. Yeah, he got fined big time, and he had to sell off a lot of his dumps. He's a slumlord, just like his daddy.
Yeah.
And his father-in-law.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and speaking about Orange Menace, did you know that, you know, Trump have no evidence saying that FBI planted documents on Mar-a-Lago? He keeps saying that, you know. And the former president, Donald Trump,
prove it. Didn't he say, prove it? Show me?
Yes. Yeah. Former President Donald Trump.
That's why he's hiding, too. I think that's another reason he's hiding down there in the hurricane area, so nobody can get to him.
Yes. Can I say this? Former President Donald Trump got another boost in his bid to challenge the FBI search of his Florida home, with U.S. District Court Judge Aileen Cannon reshaping the plan put forward by the special master she appointed to review the material seized by Mar-a-Lago last month. So, so this idiot Judge Cannon, who he appointed, has no experience on the bench and everything, have no idea what she's doing. You know, I guess this is payback for Trump picking her to be on the court and everything. You know, so when people see this now, they say, oh, my God, so Donald Trump is this high and mighty person who's above the law, you know, and a black man in Mississippi may, you know, like have an ounce of weed on him and go to prison for life. You know, what kind of justice is that? That's what people ask him. What type of justice is that? You know,
I was reading this article. They said we're turning into an autocracy like Russia. The rich and the powerful have everything, all the power, all the money, controlling everything. Mm-hmm. They have high wages, the CEOs, and the rest of us screw us. That's it. They just screw us over.
Yeah.
And then they're talking about taking away Social Security and Medicare that we've been paying into from the first day you ever worked. You know?
Yep.
It's scary. Mm-hmm.
Going back to that article, David, it says here that Judge Cannon nixed several aspects of the plan proposed by the senior judge, Raymond Deary, who was put forward by Trump for the third-party review. That would have required the former to make uncomfortable assertions in court, including whether he actually believes the FBI planted evidence at Mar-a-Lago, as he has suggested in public statements. So the thing is that I feel like Trump is like probably calling this Judge Cannon or threatening her and saying, look, so now does she have jurisdiction over the Judge Raymond Deary? I don't understand that one. I don't get that.
I think she's a judge down there in Florida. That's about it.
Yeah.
In his district or whatever.
Why does he have jurisdiction over this other judge who wanted to do a third-party review? I mean, that doesn't make sense to me. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just breaking news. This just happened tonight. So,
She also pushed
back the timeline for the review by at least a half month, while making clear that additional litigation that Trump will have the chance to bring after the special master process is finished, challenging the search will remain on her docket. So this is stinky, real stinky.
Yeah, it is. Doesn't seem kosher at all or legal.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. This Judge Cannon, this woman, interesting. There's something there.
Mm. Yeah. Let's just say she's full of shit. Okay,
you know, another person that's full of shit is Jenny Thomas. Did you see?
Yeah.
She went and interviewed, you know, with the committee. And she said, I believe that the election was stolen from Ethel. I can't believe she said it. I mean, she had all those texts that they, they caught, and that she gave everybody, people on in all over the place. You know, she's crazy. And she said she didn't deny any of it.
Yeah, so I'm going to play a CNN clip of Jenna Thomas, what she said and everything. And it's just, totally crazy and whacked out. You know, and Clarence Thomas, the judge, should recuse himself because it's like a conflict of interest.
Oh, and he didn't know a thing, she said. She didn't tell him anything. Yeah, right?
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And the Pope is my daddy, whatever. So here's the clip here, CNN.
Go ahead.
Conservative activist and wife of Supreme Court Justice January 6th. This is on January 10th, and she texted Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, met today with the January 6th Select House Committee. Her lawyer stressed it was a voluntary interview, even though members of the panel had wanted to speak with her for some time about her involvement in efforts to overturn the 2020 election results, including text messages to the White House Chief of Staff, begging him to keep fighting the results, and to state lawmakers in Arizona and Wisconsin, encouraging them to meddle in their respective states' slates of presidential electors. CNN's Jamie Gangel joins us live. And, Jamie, what do we know about her testimony today and remind us again why she is perceived as such an important witness.
So can we just say how remarkable it is just to see that picture of the wife of a Supreme Court justice coming in to testify for the January 6th committee. We have learned that she had a prepared statement, in fact, at the top of her interview, in which she made clear, she addressed that her election activities were separate from her husband. So she did not wait for a question on that. As you said, it was voluntary. We are told that she cooperated, that she answered every question. But Chairman Benny Thompson has also told reporters that she still believes the election was stolen, Jake. So after everything we know, Ginny Thomas is still an election denier.
Even though 60 court cases, all the election boards, all the Trump-supporting governors and attorneys general and secretaries of state, et cetera, no evidence of widespread fraud that would have swung the election in any state.
Including Attorney General Bill Barr, who said on December 1st, there is no fraud here.
And yet she still believes it?
She does, and I think that we should just remind people of the text messages she sent to Mark Meadows. This one, I want to remind people, is after January 6th. This is on January 10th. And she texts Mark Meadows, then the chief of staff, "We are living through what feels like the end of America. Most of us are disgusted with the VP and are in listening mode to see where to fight with our teams. Those who attack the Capitol are not representatives of our great teams of patriots for DJT. Amazing times, the end of liberty."
That's just wild. I mean, that's just untethered from all the facts and evidence.
That's correct. The committee has one more hearing to go. We don't have a date yet, but now I'm told there'll be new information, and they certainly have this new testimony from Ginny Thomas.
This bitch should go to prison. Who agree with me?
Yes. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Now, and Clarence Thomas should step down, because there is no way, I don't care, there is no way in the world that he did not know what was going on. No way. I don't believe that for a second.
Me
I
neither.
Really
yeah.
I don't believe.
That is treason, you know, overturning an election.
Yes,
so she is guilty of it, and he's not saying anything, but he knows all about it. Nah. It's so wrong. Oh, my God. It's so wrong.
Yeah, she's something else. There's something. There must be something mentally.
Well, she
you
was
know?
A cult member in college or something, wasn't she? I read her background.
Oh, I have no idea.
She was in college.
Oh,
she was
sure.
Like living with weirdos and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
I think she was.
So
I,
she's real susceptible to bullshit. So.
Yes.
Oh,
yep.
My God.
Hey, speaking of weirdos, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, she cheated on her husband twice. Now she wants to lecture America about family values. What's your take on that, her getting divorced? And she's asking for privacy.
Yeah, too bad for her. Her life is
I'll give
private.
The guy the medal for getting rid of her.
Nope.
She's crazy.
Yeah,
God. She's loony, too.
Yeah, she is. She is.
How did she get elected?
She's not rat.
Oh, because
I don't
like
know.
I said, the QAnon people, the procreate with the brother and sister, you know, and so. Yeah, well, actually, nobody ran against her last election 2 years ago.
She ran on
a. It was a safe Republican district.
Yeah, I think
she
it
was
ran
a safe Republican
a
German. Can I finish my point? Republicans gerrymandered the district. Nobody challenged her as a Democrat. So henceforth, she was elected on a pause.
Yeah.
That's how she got in.
Yeah. And that's
so wrong.
And that's what we have now.
Just crazy.
And she is a pot stirrer. You know, she got something mentally wrong with her, and she's evil. You know, she tormented AOC, you know, for a while. There's just something wrong with her.
Yeah.
There really is.
She's crazy.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know how else to put it, but yeah.
And today on the news on the radio, you know, on my phone news, Arizona Republicans said the Election Integrity Unit was as crooked con job from the beginning, said the Washington Post. It's a flim-flam. These people are con artists sucking up government resources for their own personal fame and benefit.
Mm-hmm.
That was an
mm-hmm.
article by mm-hmm. Washington Post. Talk about crooked elections
yeah.
mm-hmm. and crazies and everything. One more.
Do you guys think that if we win the midterms, you know, the House and the Senate, you know, and the governorship, do you think that there's going to
mm-hmm.
be a lot of back and forth as far as, you know, trying to contest the elections, the people that lost, you know, the Republicans?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Because even in District 9 in Michigan,
mm-hmm.
9 in Michigan, the incumbent
yeah.
Lisa McLean saying if she loses, then she was cheated and a stolen
yeah.
election. So she's having doubts against her opponent, Brian Jay, who run a strong campaign,
yeah.
an active campaign
yeah.
and everything. But look at this.
Yeah.
Why would any middle class or poor American ever vote Republican? Because this is what they stand for. Republicans have a national abortion ban on their 2022 platform with Lindsey Graham and his foolishness. Republicans are voting to repeal lower prescription drug costs. They're in the pockets of the pharmaceutical companies. Republicans are suing to stop student loan debt relief. Why? When you stop loan debt relief, student loan debt relief, then people can spend more money boosting the economy. Republicans are proposing cutting Social Security, you know, Medicaid. You know, why do they want to hurt Americans so much? Why? And I said they're the people, the party of the people. You know, why would anybody vote Republican?
They're the party of corporations and big money and power. They don't care
mm-hmm.
about the people. And I don't understand why all these idiots and QAnon and all the other places, they're the ones that are not going to get Medicare, Medicaid, insurance. They got to pay a lot for insulin. So I don't understand
mm-hmm.
why are they voting for these people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes no common sense. I was
yeah.
having a discussion the other day, and I didn't get into an argument because I didn't want to, but someone went to, and I'm not going to name names, went to a John James fundraiser, and
mm-hmm.
I was like, why did he go to the John James fundraiser? Well, because I don't like Marlene. I'm like, well, why? He's been around the country, around our county for 40 years. I said, he's done everything. He's been a judge, a state attorney. I said, he's done good for people. Well,
mm-hmm.
I heard bad things about him. We heard bad things about him. I said, John James does not even live in the district that he's trying to win. Oh, really? I didn't know that. But they go to the fundraiser. And the kicker is that he is anti abortion for no
mm-hmm.
you know and no you know for incest et cetera and
mm-hmm.
they don't even know that. I said, are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
I said, who are you going to vote for then for governor? Well, Gretchen. Well, you're going to John. And it makes no sense. That's what I'm trying to say. These people don't have any common sense. They just don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you talk
inbred Nazis. That's what I call them. Inbred QAnon Nazis. Fuck them. Okay, I want to focus now on Joe Biden and his successes. Infrastructure bill projected. Over $2 billion announced for roads, bridges, bike lanes across America. Two,
mm-hmm.
FCC awards $800 million for rural broadband development so that could come in the 21st century. Three,
mm-hmm.
nearly $35 million allocated for rural Northwest Missouri to build bridges and fix roads. Micron launches $15 billion Idaho project amid federal push for U.S. tech manufacturing. Because since China joking around with chips and everything, then, you know, Joe Biden stepped in and, you know, handled business like any president should. Biden-Harris administration awarded more than $105 million in grants to expand high-speed internet access on tribal lands in Arizona. Clean energy projects surge after climate bill passage. Joe Biden signed that a couple of weeks back. Biden gave $1 billion to airports for terminal upgrades and expansion. They've been asking that for years now. And officials estimate remarkable $650 million from Minnesota broadband from infrastructure bill. So all these successes Joe Biden having, why is the media not touting these things? Why are they saying, oh, you know, Trump, fuck Trump, we hate him, he should be in prison. You know, being asked right by Bubba. You know, good God, man, enough of Trump. You know, he's old news. Focus on the positives. What's your thoughts?
And I agree with you 100% there. Our President Biden hit the floor running. He had COVID, you know, took care of all the vaccines. I mean, the testing, everything. He had everything planned. I mean, he has had one thing after another, and he is still pushing forward. He is a great president. He has a great administration. And you are absolutely right. The media does not, the media does not give him credit like he deserves. He makes mistakes, and that's what they talk about for a freaking day. And it makes me so angry because he's a human being. And he's got a heart and a soul. I really believe
it. He does, and they don't. He did talk a couple of times on, you know, his stump speeches, what he's done, what the Democrats have done, but not enough. Like you said, it is, you know, the news media and the Democratic Party got to start beating the damn drums.
Yeah.
And I was worried that here in Michigan, you know, we have the abortion bill on there and the voting rights thing. They got to tell people which is it, yes or no. You know how the wording can screw you up? You think you're voting yes and it's really a no kind of thing? My daughter was asking me about that, and I said, you know what? I'm going to call the locals to put it in the paper. Okay, if you want to, abortion rights, you vote this way. If you want voter rights, do this one, yes or no, because you don't want people to vote the wrong way. And, you know, I don't trust them on the ballot, the wording. So I want to make it plain and simple that people understand, because the women are going to and the young people are going to go vote, and they need to vote it right, correctly, for what they want, you know, and make it crystal clear. And that's one thing I'm worried about right now. But one more thing, Michael, you know Michael Moore. He's the director. Mm-hmm. He's famous up here in Traverse City and stuff.
Yeah.
He predicted that Trump was going to win. Guess what he predicts now? Democrats are going to win. He said, bring the beer for a party, because Democrats are going to win.
Yeah.
Hope to God he's right.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I just want to see Trump behind bars.
Oh, for sure.
Trying to act like a bitch that he is. He's a little bitch. This orange bitch who should never have been president of the United States. Yeah.
No, he should have never.
Anyway, Susie, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate when you call and everything. Love hearing from you.
You're welcome, you guys. Have a good night.
You too.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, that was Susie from Michigan.
Yeah. I just wanted, since Susie was just talking about Proposal 3, and they are trying to confuse people. She's absolutely right with the ads that they have, the ones that want you to vote no, and their ads are very confusing. So I'm just going to read the proposal so people understand. It's really very simple. So this is Proposal 3. In Michigan, is the right to reproductive and a yes vote would support providing a state constitutional right to reproductive freedom, which is defined as the right to make and decisions about all matters relating to pregnancy, including but not limited prenatal care, childbirth, postpartum care, contraception, sterilization, abortion care, miscarriage management, and infertility care. A no vote would oppose providing a state constitutional right to reproductive freedom, which is defined as the right to and make decisions about all matters relating to pregnancy, including but not limited to prenatal care, childbirth, postpartum care, contraception, sterilization, abortion care, miscarriage management, and infertility care. That would be all opposed if you vote no. So you have to vote yes, Michigan, on Proposal 3 if you are pro-choice. That is it. It's real simple. Vote yes, Proposal 3, if you're pro-choice.
Yes, man. And Rapo Coolio, he died at 59 years old, suspected heart attack, cardiac arrest. He was one who sang Gangsta's Paradise. He won a Grammy for it and everything. So may he rest in peace. So, you know, good people like him, you know, die at 59 years young. But that orange filth douchebag motherfucker, Donald Trump's still alive. Why? But anyway.
Question every day to my I ask myself that question every day, and I also, you know, feeling bad for Florida. I was, and someone better forgive me upstairs, but I was hoping that Mar-a-Lago would be flattened, but it wasn't. But it was.
Yeah, it wasn't, unfortunately. Yeah.
That is just.
Yeah, but
you know,
even if it were, even if it were destroyed by the hurricane, you know, knowing the reputation of Donald Trump, he'd probably cheat the insurance companies. You know, that's what a scoundrel he is. You know, I'm sorry, I'm not a hateful person. I really hate this bastard, this rat bastard, Donald Trump. You know, and his grown children. Eric is stupid. Trump Jr. is a moron, and his daughter wife, what's her name? Ivanka, whatever. Oh, God. I mean, they just want to make you vomit. That's how much I hate these people. You know, the entitled,
you know,
bratty attitude.
You know, the thing is, David, is that Ivanka and Jared have been under the radar. Donald Jr. has not. And Eric, I don't see him too often, but I think Ivanka, you know, Ivanka's been under the radar. I think she's just keeping quiet and, you know, maybe she's plotting what she's going to have to do. Who knows, right?
Yeah, I guess she's hoping that they'll forget about her, but highly unlikely. And she's got like a pretty thing that, you know, she'll have problems in prison, trust me. Can just imagine what would happen to her in prison. Turn her ass out. But anyway, let me behave myself tonight. I'm trying to be a good boy, but these people just upset me.
Yeah, I mean, they are upsetting, but, you know, karma sometimes takes a little bit too long, but I do think that karma will eventually get them, you know. It's got to come in a circle. Things do come in full circle.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so, okay, AOC, she's Democrat, 14th District in New York, her Republican challenger. Fort, Tina Fort, and her family has been busted for drug trafficking and guns, you know, and this woman threw her son basically under the bus, you know, saying that, you know, the drugs were his. It was like something like $105,000 worth of drugs, like marijuana and everything. Plus the
wow.
FBI, when they raided the premises, found a gun with the number, serial number rubbed off and everything. You know, so they're running
wow.
a drug enterprise from their place of business. And
mm-hmm.
now this Republican challenger have the nerve saying, you know, that, you know, when people are caught with marijuana, they should, you know, it's like a nonviolent crime, so they should be released, put on parole, and make the record expunged. No, she's seen
mm-hmm.
the light because her son is in, you know, been, you know, a felony charge. You know, so it takes Republicans for this to happen. If, you know, one of their own is affected, then yeah, we're, you know, for expunging the you know, expungement of records
mm-hmm.
and, you know, forgiveness and, you know, the hypocrisy of the Republican Party. You know, imagine if
yeah.
a Democrat did that. You know how
oh.
much Fox News oh. and the right-wing media would grab onto it.
Yep. I know. I agree. You know, there's
mm-hmm.
another...
Mm-hmm.
Another race that is going to be very interesting, J.D. Vance and Tim Ryan in Ohio,
mm-hmm.
you know, the red state of
mm-hmm.
Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trump won this state twice, each time by 8 percentage points. And it says, judging by that record, you might think that J.D. Vance, the Republican venture capitalist in the
mm-hmm.
U.S. Senate race would be well ahead of Tim Ryan, his Democratic opponent. But polls say the race is close. 538, a polling, they do the polling, gives
mm-hmm.
Ryan a 29% chance of pulling off the upset. Ryan leads
mm-hmm.
in five of the last eight polls cited by them. But the margins are small, and neither candidate has topped 50% in any of them, suggesting there is still
mm-hmm.
a block of undecided voters. Now, tell me how there can be undecided voters with J.D. Vance. I mean, that man's crazy. How can you be
yeah.
undecided?
Yeah.
How?
Well, it's Ohio. It's Ohio, so mm-hmm. what can I say? He's been in Ohio for 2.5 years. It's Ohio. They've been red since Eisenhower days. You know, just like Florida and Texas, you know, Ohio,
mm-hmm.
the Ohio. Yeah. So let's listen to this Cilla rant by AOC's opponent coming up in the midterm elections.
Okay.
Yeah, and she gave it from her car. This is it.
Who can nominate in November? You know what he did? He grabbed the establishment and the endorsed candidate by the, you know what I'm talking about. Go, Steven. Good for you. Mwah. See you soon, my friend. Stop the squad.
Yeah, so that's Tina Forte. That's AOC's opponent and everything. Embarrassing herself with that post, you know. Yeah, I guess these Republicans have no shame, basically.
No,
you know?
They don't.
Yeah.
They do not. They
and
do
I wonder
not.
If her mouth, her. I wonder if her ass is jealous of the shit that comes out of her mouth. For real. I really think that sometimes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so here's a piece, a clip by Roger Stone. Here it is.
That we are a grassroots movement, as you can see. I'm doing this from the road. But you have joined Lindell TV right here at frankspeech.com, one of the most dynamic platforms around. And now we bring you that incredible, outspoken, brave, courageous New Yorker, Tina Forte, joins us from Bronx, New York. Tina, welcome.
Yeah, okay, I know I listen to that. I always, people say I'm listening to this crap.
No,
for
kidding.
Real. That was Roger Stone. Giving an interview to Tina Forte from his car. And, yeah, so, that's a waste of time right there. Sorry. It made me want to vomit. In fact, you know, listen to that clip just now. It's like I threw up in my mouth a little bit. The testable people, the testable, vote Democratic, please. It's ridiculous.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Now, Beto and Abbott.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading that he's trailing him by 8 points.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to happen in Texas? 8 points is not much.
Well, hey, you know, he has a good chance of upsetting. But the thing is, like I said, like Ohio, like Florida, Texas will be Texas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Last Democrat to win in Texas was LBJ in 1964 against Barry Goldwater. And ever since after 1964, it just went downhill for Democrats thereafter. It's going to take a miracle for Beto to win, and I hope he wins, but, you know, I will get my hopes up high. I'm just being realistic, you know.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, he's given a fight, and I hope he wins.
He is.
I doubt him.
He's been going to colleges and all these little cities and towns, and he's packing people in, and there's energy. I'm just
That's great. That's great, but it's Texas.
But they have to vote.
I'm not gonna raise my hopes up because Texas,
yeah.
Like Ohio and Florida, break my heart too many times to, you know, put any vested, you know, hopes in that they'll come to the senses and vote Democratic. You know,
mm-hmm.
At least with Charlotte Crist and Rubio's opponent Val Demings, at least they're bringing the fight and. You know, there are no names, but, I mean, Beto too, but I don't know, Texas? Nah. Yeah, I don't see that to believe it. I don't get my hopes up high. No.
You just burst in my bubble because I...
No, I don't mean to. I'm just being realistic, you know?
I know.
Texas is
hee-haw
country. It's home country. They're stupid in Texas. What can I say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Okay,
I
well, half an hour left, ladies and gentlemen. The topic tonight is Let Justice Be Done, Though the Heavens Fall. And this is Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show, coming to you live from New Mexico and Michigan. And I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
And Lori Picka in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. The number to call is 515-605-9802.
Another thing I wanted to just kind of mention, this is kind of good news. The races for governor in Pennsylvania and Michigan, there was a nonpartisan poll that was done, and they're both leaning Democrat.
Oh,
so
good.
So that's a good thing. I'm happy about that, especially if Pennsylvania, you know, wow, that's really good. And I know Gretchen here is probably, I can't see her losing, but, you know, I hold my breath for everything nowadays because we just don't know, you know.
Yes.
When they have their debate, it's coming up in October. I mean, I can't wait to see that debate because she's going to mop up the floor with her.
Speaking of gubernatorial races, what do you think about Carrie Lake, a Republican in Arizona, running for governor? She was a TV news presenter.
Yeah.
She is a whack job. I thought your chick there in Michigan was crazy. But good Lord, this woman is off the freaking charts, man. What's your thought on her?
I don't know, but Arizona scares me. I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like they're worse than Texas. I don't know why. I just have this, when I think of Arizona, I just think, ooh, you know, who are these people that live there? You know? There's something missing. You know?
Yeah. Well, I think Mark Kelly will win re-election to the U.S. Senate. The gubernatorial race, I don't know what to make of that. That's a too close to call race, you know.
I know.
It's an election day, we'd say. Mm-hmm. But Carrie Lake is a freak show, for real. She is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
Big shout out to Texas Paul and Mrs. Texas Paul in Texas. Of course, everyone knows Texas Paul. He has a YouTube channel, and he's on a Midas Touch occasionally with his presentations. It's good news. Oh, and speaking of good news, I don't know who it is, but a congressman, his press secretary, called and left a message, so I'll have to call him back tomorrow because they want to set up coming on the show. And this person is on the January 6th committee, so hopefully we can get something straightened out and sorted out and have a Thursday interview.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes, it will be.
Yeah, that'll be really good. The other thing is that, Fetterman is he's leading right now over Crazy Oz. So that's the latest poll. So Fetterman is putting up a good fight, and, Crazy Oz is, crazy.
He's down by 12 points ahead. He's down by 12 points, which is good.
Yeah. Yeah,
and did Donald Trump take back his endorsement of Oz? I think he did. I'm not sure. Speaking of Pennsylvania, the other nut job, there's so many nut jobs you can't keep up. The guy running in Pennsylvania for governor as a Republican, Trump came to a rally of his, and when he came to the rally, according to the news outlets, only 30 people showed up. 30 people in this big, bad place. I don't know if it was an auditorium. 30 people. So you know this guy going to lose. I can't wait for election day. This person is going to lose.
Yep.
30 people show up. Wow. Okay.
I know. That's pretty
embarrassing, humiliating.
Yeah. Very embarrassing. You have to go hide in a corner.
Right. Speaking of Chris, what do you think about Vladimir Putin making nuclear threats? What's that about, man?
There are people leaving. Did you see? There are people leaving the country. They're lined up getting the hell out of Russia. I mean, they're trying to get out of Russia. I mean, people are seeing that he is crazy. Didn't they spot ships or something somewhere? Yeah, I saw something. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Putin. One day he's got cancer, another day, I don't know. There's something not right.
Yeah, it's reported that he has cancer and don't have lung to live, so basically he has nothing to lose. So, hey, if he, throws a nuclear, warhead towards us. What do you want to think about that? That's madness.
Yeah, we don't want to think about that. Hopefully something else will happen there. The other thing is Ron Johnson. You know who Ron Johnson is, right?
Wisconsin, U.S. Senator. What is he up to?
Yeah. He's running. He's running. What am I trying to say? He is beating his opponent right now, Lieutenant Governor Bella Barnes. How can people vote for Ron Johnson? Seriously, that guy's another whack job.
There are a lot of whack jobs in the Republican Party. What can I say? Like I say, it's early, and I feel Mandela Barnes will pull an upset over Ron Johnson, because he's still touting that the election was stolen, and he was the one, the crazy bastard, who said, it was just tourists that got out of hand, and maybe it was FBI people who dressed up as MAGA supporters. What the hell?
I know. It was all actors and all that kind of thing.
Who shit in the Capitol walls and pissed in the hallways and threatened Mike Pence with hanging. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't want Ron Johnson to win at all. Oh, no. he's got to be, you know.
Democrats just need 4 seats to, like, have a majority, where Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin won't matter anymore. They're playing kingmaker now. And the first thing they should do, I think, is get rid of the filibuster. We'll call the filibuster block, you know, progress, basically. I have this filibuster for years, you know, for centuries. And it's not getting America anywhere, you know, and Republicans just playing upon the fears of Americans and using a filibuster to kill bills. Some bills not even come in committee stage because Republicans filibuster it. So what do you think? It's time to get rid of the filibuster, or should Democrats keep it? What's your take on that?
Absolutely, time. It's been time. It's been years time to get rid of the filibuster. Mm-hmm. You know that Sinema is against that. The filibuster, and she was speaking at some Mitch McConnell event, talking about there. Why is she a Democrat? She's not. She has no business there, none whatsoever. You know.
Yeah.
The filibuster needs to go. You're absolutely right. It needs to go. Mm-hmm. It's been needing to go, and I don't know, you know, why they're dragging their feet. It needs to go. It needs something needs to be done about the filibuster. Absolutely.
Yeah. Republicans on all stages, whether local, state, or federal level, the MAGA ones at least, they're like a dangerous cancer to American politics.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
They offer no solutions. They don't want to work with Democrats. You know, and the vote no and things that suppose Trump is in there and we're thinking that, yeah, this is a good idea. But because Joe Biden is for it now, they're like, oh, no, that's bad. That's, you know, da-da-da-da, you know. That's wrong for America, and this will happen if you have that. And Joe Biden's a socialist. All that can be cut out. The only way it can be cut out is by voting Democrats.
You better
that's
believe
only
that.
Way. Have Democrats coming up with solutions, plans, you know, that show you what they're about, you know, the past laws, Joe Biden signed them, and I went through a litany of them just before or just after we let Susie go. And, I mean, if those 8 or 9 things are not good things, like infrastructure, you know,
I mean,
so badly needed.
You know, climate change is destroying the world. It is. I mean, we're you know, we're running against time. And you know, why people still deny climate change, why these Republicans basically still deny climate change, I understand. I mean, it's evident. It's there. You can see it. I mean, everything's changing. You know. Another thing finish your thing and then I'll read that. I was going to tell you about something else.
I was just going to ask you, why do you think Trump embraced QAnon in his latest Nazi rally? You know,
why do I think he endorsed QAnon? Because they're probably the only group left that will follow him. I think that's what I think. You know, they're the only crazy people left, probably. You know, I don't. I think that things are drying up for him. I truly do. You know, he's in the news every day, but that doesn't mean that he's not going to take a fall, because he will eventually. And that Judge Cannon will meet her day too, because you know she can only go so far. You know, taking his phone calls and his demands. I mean,
We'll have another call.
Yeah,
we'll have another call and everything. Okay, so we're down to the last 20 minutes. Take one more call and everything. Hey, hello, caller. Welcome to Kitchen Politics. What's cooking?
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
How are you doing?
Good.
Excellent. What's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind is basically like how basically, how the Republicans use things, they're against things that a lot of progressives do, not just liberals, but progressives, and then they use it against them to prove a point, but they don't learn from it. Like the immigration thing. The Fast and the Furious and the climate change. They just use it to prove a point.
What point you think they're trying to prove?
They're trying to prove hypocrisy without looking at their through their own self.
So you're saying that Republicans are basically hypocrites? Is that what you're saying?
A lot of them are. I'm not going to say all of them, but a lot of them are hypocrites. But they don't see their own hypocrisy. But they want to. Whenever someone does something else, they want to see someone to see theirs. They want someone to see. They want to point it somewhere else.
Oh yeah, yeah. They change the subject. And they go on to
I've noticed that too. Even when it came to when it came to firearms, officers out guns, people changed the subject a lot.
Of course.
The comments on YouTube, people will change the subject on the gun control. Like, what type of people are you?
Well, the thing is that they, you know, it's a known fact that, you know, people have short attention spans, so it's really easy to do that sort of thing, you know, to, you know, the next shiny object, you know, to deflect. Absolutely.
You're the caller from Virginia, correct?
Uh-huh.
Oh, right, right. Remind me your name again.
Khalil.
First name. What's your name?
That's my first name, Khalil. My last name, Reed.
Oh, Khalil. Okay, Khalil. Right, right, right. Yes, ma'am.
So, in your state, you have the Republic. You have a Republican governor, of course, Glenn Youngkin, and So you had thousands of students. Did you know that walked out of school to protest Republican governor's anti-queer agenda? Did you know that?
I knew about something like that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know fully what it was about.
Yes. You know, like I keep saying, Gen Z is going to be the one that's going to make the changes. And what they did was more than 12,000 students across 100 public schools in the state of Virginia walked out in opposition to anti-LGBTQ guidelines pushed by your Republican governor. I like that.
I do too.
They're paying attention. You know, people don't give Gen Z enough kudos because I think they are paying attention more than any of us know. And I think they're going to teach us lessons. I really do. So that's a big deal to me. I think it's really good that they did that. You know, they don't like putting black people against white people and brown people. They don't like any of that. So they don't see that. Everyone is equal and fair. And these young people are what's going to bring this country back eventually because they're not going to put up with it. So I was really kind of happy to read that.
We also had another one, another walkout. Oh, what were you about to say?
Oh, yeah, Khalil, I was asking you what you think about this whole January 6th committee hearing thing where Donald Trump about to face justice. They can recommend that the Department of Justice and the IRS go after him. But, you know, what's the mood like in Virginia? What's your thoughts personally on Donald Trump might be going to prison?
he can't face justice like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
too many people, we just say some, the law treats everybody equally only when it benefits us. But
mm-hmm.
we only say that, like,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to actually doing something for, doing it for people who are disabled. But then when the
mm-hmm.
person that's real powerful wants to, needs to go to jail, all of a sudden, they are, they get their, they get special treatment.
Mm-hmm. That might get.
And the people, and then the people who go to jail that are disabled, they don't, they get the same punishment, but they don't get the same rights,
mm-hmm.
which really
mm-hmm.
is terrible.
Yeah.
You know, that the Judge Cannon, what do you think about her? What are your
who?
Thoughts about her, Judge Cannon? Do you know who Judge Cannon
know who
is?
No, I don't
She's
know who that
one.
Is.
Oh, Judge Cannon is the one that Trump went to, and she's the one that's kind of shielding him right now in Florida.
Not much good about her.
Oh, okay.
All right, so, hey, Khalil, thank you so much for calling in tonight. We appreciate your call.
Welcome. Thank you, sir.
Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
Take care. Thanks for calling.
Yes, ma'am. That was Khalil in Virginia. Susie
mm-hmm.
called earlier. Kelly in Michigan called earlier. And you know the reason why
mm-hmm.
I said Kelly, Ohio, because we have a Kelly that's in Ohio who usually calls. So I thought it was her. So my apologies. Kelly in Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, so, okay, so we'll have 15 minutes left. So we'll wrap up now and everything. I like this show tonight.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Abortion rights are what's going to win the midterms. I'm predicting
mm-hmm.
it now, and that's what's going to win. That alone is going to win the midterms. That's my thought.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on a little limb, maybe a little limb. I don't think I'm on a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm going to. I really do think that the midterms are going to be in our favor because of abortion issues, abortion rights, and
mm-hmm.
because women are not going to put up with it. They're just not going to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mothers, grandmothers, daughters, they're not going to put
mm-hmm.
up with it. Anyone that can vote, you know, women deserve the right to choose for their body what they want.
Mm-hmm.
There's no
mm-hmm.
one that should be able to tell anyone what to do with their body.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
So that's who I think. That's what I think is going to happen. That's my
mm-hmm.
prediction. Yours?
Yeah. Yeah. So Donald Trump, in an insider article, is offering to head up a group to negotiate peace between Ukraine and Russia. Trump suggested heading up a team to arrange a peace settlement between Ukraine and Russia, referencing the leak in a Nord Stream pipeline. Trump said it's time to get a negotiated deal. The entire world is at stake, the former president wrote on Truth Social. So this asshole, Donald Trump, trying to remain relevant, trying to show his international chops.
Mm-hmm.
The former president suggested on Wednesday, that was yesterday, he could lead a team to broker peace between Ukraine and Russia. In several posts on Truth Social, Trump referenced unprecedented leaks in Nord Stream pipeline, while offering ideas on what he could contribute to the situation. In his first post, Donald Trump claimed that the pipeline has been sabotaged, which could lead to major escalation or war. U.S. leadership should remain cool, calm, and dry on the sabotage of the Nord Stream pipeline. This is a big event that should not entail a big solution, or at least not yet, the former president wrote. Trump also repeated his claim that the Ukraine war would never have happened if he had been president and offered solutions to the situation. Quote, do not make matters worse with the pipeline blow up. Be strategic. Be smart. Brilliant! Exclamation mark. Get a negotiated deal done now, Trump wrote. Both sides need and want it. The entire world is at stake. I will head up group. ? Okay, yeah, he's trying to be relevant. Nobody likes you, you're going to prison. Deal with it, Trump.
Oh my God.
Grease up for Big Baba.
I think in his sick mind, I think that he really, truly believes that he is, like you said, he thinks he's relevant. He thinks that he's still important. He thinks that he can change the world. Has there ever been anyone, I've never come across a human being like this.
He's delusional. He thinks he's still president. That's a thing.
Yeah, he does. I think he really does.
People like Mark Meadows and Gina Thomas and what's his name? The Benedict Arnold today, white hair guy, has Nixon tattooed on his back. Roger Stone.
Roger Stone.
All pumping his brain to say, you're still president and you've been installed this day. They keep changing, The MyPillow guy, he's going bankrupt soon. You know, the whole lot of them, they deserve to go to prison. Giuliani facing some real deep doo-doo because his ex-wife and first cousin, the judge awarded her $250,000 and demand that if Giuliani don't pay it, then he will suffer the consequences of jail, you know? So, we live in a mad America.
We do.
It's crazy.
It's really and my heart is so broken because what happened in Italy, we have to watch, what happens there because it can happen here. It can happen here easily. So we just have to, and just know that democracy is sacred. It is sacred. Nothing to be played with. Nothing to be taken granted of at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
Yeah.
You know. And Mitch McConnell, he's got his hands full because he's kind of in a feud with over the Electoral Count Act bill. So Trump is trying to put his nose in there as well. It's just, does that man have nothing else to do? Does he watch TV 24/7, I wonder, and take Adderall or whatever the hell he takes and stays up all night? I just wonder. It blows my mind.
He is, I don't know. Yeah, he's not well. There's something wrong with him. He's sick in the head, obviously.
Just, I don't know what else to say anymore. It's just he has got to be. He's got to pay for what he's done to this country. He's got to pay there. Because the next person, coming after him, he's not going to live forever. And coming up after him could be worse, and could be like a poop. And we just, our country won't survive that. It just won't.
Yeah. Okay, we're in the show on a happy note. We have 10 minutes left. And Aaron Judge is chasing history. He's a New York Yankee who has hit he's equal Roger Maris's record of 61 home runs. He's going to hit 62. And this guy is not on any steroids like Barry Bonds and Sammy Sosa and what's his face from Louis St. Louis. Mark McGuire took to beat the record and everything. So Aaron Judge, New York Yankees, good luck. Hope you break the record, man.
I hope so,
too. You made history.
Awesome.
Yeah. America needs some happy news for a change.
We need some good news. We've been hammered with bad news for years now, and it's very tiring. It's exhausting, actually.
You
know, with good news.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Yeah, man. Are you a fan of The View with Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar and what have you?
Am I? Did you say, am I a
yes,
fan
yes.
of The View?
Yeah, I'm asking, yes.
I watch it very once in a while, you know.
Okay.
Not very often. But I do like the show,
mm-hmm.
but I don't watch
it. Yeah, I used to like it, but the show is absolute shit now. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's a long time to put out the air.
Yeah, like I said, I don't watch it much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of friction on there, and I don't know what they're
trying
to do today.
You know, when women together, you know, when women are together, that tend to happen where, you know, is cat fighting and everything.
Yeah.
So
I don't.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's no need for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We common sense is what we need. You know.
Yeah.
We
and
need
Kionan
some good
people out there, please stop marrying your sisters. You know, Jesus Christ, man, get it together. You know. Stop having children with your next of kin. That's sick. Get over yourselves. That's disgusting. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That's frightening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is very
it's creepy as well, though. Very creepy. So anyway, we're out of here. Thank you for joining us here on Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show, for Thursday, September 29th, 2022. And congratulations to my sister, Dr. Safia Franklin Reed, her 44th birthday today. All the best to you. Until next time, same place, same time. This is David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Lori.
Good night. And this is Lori Picka in Michigan. Everyone be safe. Have a good evening. And we will see you on Monday. Bye now.
You better watch out what you wish for.
Thank you.